I'm Meg Van Lohuizen with your news briefing. More than 600 homes on the Sunshine Coast are without power this morning following last night's thunderstorms. Energex is reporting more than 500 homes in Pacific Paradise and 100 in Budrum are affected. It comes as Pomona recorded more than 70 mils of rain in the last 24 hours, Sunshine Coast Airport copping more than 40. And get ready for some more weather extremes. Storms are possible until later this arvo, but they won't be as severe as earlier in the week. While the Weather Bureau's Salem Hennessy says a dry, hot air system arrives tomorrow, creating a new risk.
Warms up as well, so we got elevated fire dangers about the southeast, and then another weather system rolls in during Saturday, and that brings a renewed burst of storm activity and potential severe storm activity as well across parts of the southeast.
To the election, and we're being urged to get our postal votes in if we're not rolling into polling booths this Saturday. The ACQ already receiving 300,000 postal votes. It's expecting 900,000 and is reminding everyone the deadline is November 10. In sport, Australia's test schedule against India has been locked in. It'll start with a test at Adelaide Oval on December 17, and former opener Michael Slater's told Seven kicking off with a pink ball test gives the Aussies an advantage.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. India have experienced it, but not to the extent that we have.
That's followed by the Boxing Day test at the MCG with a capped crowd of 25,000. Then it's the SCG, while the Gabba will wrap up the four test series. And Sunshine Coast Lightning have announced a new signing to the 2021 playing roster, defender Kate Shimmin. The English Roses squad member and former Adelaide Thunderbird will boost the local club's defensive stocks and provide increased versatility to the lineup. Shimmin says she's looking forward to relocating to the Sunshine Coast after spending 6 weeks here for the 2020 season.